you know, the rather grim thing is just to remind people that when that Air France jet went down with hundreds of passengers on board in 2009, although in that case debris did surface 48 to 72 hours later, it took 2 years to find the flight recorder.
Yeah, that's interesting, Frank. You should mention that. Thank you very much indeed, because one of the guests who now joins us is Larry Stone, who is a chief scientist at Metron, which is a scientific consultancy. And Larry was actually part of the team that helped find the wreckage of the Air France flight to Paris. We're also going to speak to David Gleave, who is an air accident investigator and aviation expert. But Larry, first of all, took a long time to find this, to find the wreckage. It was a long way down. It was on the ocean floor. How did you get to it in the end? How did you trace it?
Well, we used something called Bayesian search theory, which was developed during World War II, actually, to find by British and American people to find German submarines. But it's a method that combines all the information available with its uncertainties, converts them to probabilities, and combines them correctly to produce a probability map for the location of the wreck in this case. And the probability map indicates areas of high probability and areas of low probability so that you can direct your search efficiently.
Right. And when you find this thing after 2 years, is there still any signals coming out of the black box when you get, or do you have to put something down in the water to see what's happening? I mean, how do you do it?
Well, so the pingers, the flight that were on the black boxes apparently failed to operate. But even if they had operated, they have a battery on them that's good for about 40 days.
Right.
So that's one of the things that made the Air France search so difficult, was that the pingers did not work. And, of course, it was at a very deep very deep water. So, yes, you had to put down these autonomous underwater vehicles with their side-looking sonars to send out pings, active pings of sound to try to reflect off the wreckage. And it was a very mountainous area, so it was a difficult search.
It's almost impossible. Amazing you found it, really.
It was quite a surprise, quite a pleasant surprise, let me put it that way.
Yeah, and having found it, I mean, recovering it, I mean, what has actually happened to that wreckage over the years?
Well, they did recover the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder.
Right.
And they were able to play the cockpit voice recorder back and find out exactly what happened in the cockpit and why the aircraft crashed. It's a pretty sad story when you read it.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much indeed for that, Larry Stone.